light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver!
A small sign identified the one-story brick building on Sierra City's main street as the office of Price and Ryan, expert assayers. It wasn't a pretentious sign. Neither were the partners to whom it referred. Andy Price, a serious young man in his early 20s, did most of the bookwork and calculations, while Mike Ryan handled the crucible and the furnace.
That sample should be ready by now, Mike.
Yep. Cut the compressor in the blower. I'll take it out. Well, ain't much real color in the cup. Hand me that clay slab and the acid.
Here.
Hardly any bigger than the head of a pin. We'll see what happens. Now, put it on the scale.
Let's see.
How does it add up, Andy? I mean, when you juggle a weight against all them figures in your head.
Wait a minute. Gee, this doesn't sound right. Unless my calculations are all wrong, it means the Argonaut mine is assaying about $3 a ton.
What? $3 a... Say, no wonder Hank Moffat looks kind of worried lately.
It's hard to believe the Argonaut is playing out.
All gold mines play out sometime. Might be a good thing for old man Moffat if he did go broke. Maybe he'd come down to earth.
I know, but
and Miss Karen, that high-toned daughter of his. Maybe she'll realize that a hard-working young gent named Andy Price is a lot better bet for a husband.
Shut up, Mike. Karen, I mean Miss Moffat's personal opinions are none of your business. Mine either.
Well, I'm a lot older than you, son. I've had a heap more experience with females. You've got to hold a tight rein on them. Show them who's boss.
Wait. Here comes Mr. Moffat for his report on the essay.
Good afternoon, Price.
Howdy, Mr. Moffat.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
I'm on my way home. Got to pick up my regular say report. Save you the trouble of bringing it out to the mine. You ready?
Why, yes, Mr. Moffat. The fact is, we just completed running it. Here.
Thanks. Hey, what's this?
It surprised me as much as it does you, Mr. Moffat.
Why, this can't be right.
Hank, have you got any other trade you can follow? Like, swinging a pick, for instance?
What did you fellas say? Some dirt you dug up in the backyard? Argonaut oil?
We ran the samples as we got them. The average from 6 drifts of the Argonaut was $3 to a ton. Report's correct.
Huh. Boys must have lost the vein. Missed the mother load.
Looks that way.
Figures don't lie, Hank. Leastways, Andy's figures don't.
Of course, it isn't a complete surprise. I've known for some time that... by the way, is it against your professional ethics to give me a little inside information?
What do you mean?
I'd like to know how Rich Finley Tate's ore is running. The matchless.
Well, it wouldn't be exactly right.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you why I asked. Finley Tate has made me a proposition. Merger. Put his matchless and my Argonaut under one head. He realizes that my bad luck with the Argonaut is only temporary. Well, he could carry me until my boys found the load again.
First time I ever heard of Finley Tate helping anybody.
He claims he's taken out $24 to the ton. Is that right?
Well, I guess under the circumstances, you're entitled to know that the matchless ore does average 24 to the ton. It has run as high as 40.
Is that so? Thanks, Andy.
Well, it's mighty generous of Tate to make you an offer like that. Sick mine is sort of risky.
No, not when the varmint figures it might give him an inside track with the prettiest girl in Sierra City.
What's
that?
Keep quiet, Mike. I've heard a rumor, Mr. Moffat, that Tate's having trouble with seepage in the matchless. That the lower levels are full of water.
Oh, pick swingers' yarns, that's all. They say that about every mine. 40 to the ton, huh?
Somewhere around there.
Well, boys, I guess that's it. Sierra City's going to have some big news tomorrow. Keep it under your hats, will you?
We won't say a word.
Good. Oh, by the way, Andy, why don't you come up to the house for dinner tonight? I'm sure Karen would like to see you.
Thanks, Mr. Moffat. I'd like to come, but I may have to work late, and
oh,
I don't...
Oh, you haven't got a dad-blasted thing to do around here, and you know it. He'll be there, Hank.
Good. We'll expect you, Andy.
Mike, if you'd ever learn to keep your big mouth shut, I'd
appreciate... Oh, sassafras. How are you going to court a girl if you don't go and see her?
Maybe you're right. You know, Mike, this merger idea of Finley Tate's has got me guessing. You don't suppose he'd do something like that to, well, just to get on the good side of Karen?
8 to 5, he ain't doing it for business reasons. Doesn't our assay report prove the Argonaut is finished?
Yes, but, well, the samples we think came from the Argonaut are very poor. The ones from the matchless are good. I've just been thinking. Those samples could have been switched.
What? By Juniper. Andy, you've got something.
No, I haven't. I'm just guessing.
I'll bet you're right. I wouldn't trust that maverick Finley Tate as far as I can outchaw a grizzly.
We can prove it easily enough. I'll go up to the concentrate mill tonight and get some samples of my own.
No, you won't. You're going to be busy tonight. Telling Karen Moffat how pretty she is. I'll get the samples.
No, Mike.
Now, listen. I'm the senior member of this firm, and I've got something to say.
All right, Mike.
And this is it. You're going courting. I'm going to mosey up Deer Creek Canyon as far as the mill and bring back some ore samples.
It was shortly after sundown when the Lone Ranger and Tonto pulled their horses to a halt in Deer Creek Canyon, not far from the big concentrate mill.
We'll camp here near the creek, Tonto.
Ah.
Plenty of driftwood for a fire. Good water for the horses.
Ah. Kimasabi.
Yes?
A big house side a hill. Plenty light and wind. Not a mine?
No, not a mine, Tonto. That's a concentrate mill.
Me not savvy.
Well, there are several gold mines in this canyon. A town at the other end called Sierra City.
Ah.
After gold-bearing ore is mined... taken up there to the concentrate mill to be smelted. In other words, separate the gold from quartz, rock, and other minerals.
Oh.
Say, I'm getting hungry. I'll start a campfire while you water the horses.
Me do it plenty quick. Come, Silver. Go. Come, fellas.
Good evening, Karen. I'd like to see you.
Oh, Andy Price, I'm so glad you could come. Dad told me he'd asked you. Won't you come in?
Yes, thanks.
Well?
Karen, I've got to see your dad right away. I've just found out... I mean, I think I found out something that's...
Dad's upstairs now. He'll be down for dinner, though. Come on into the parlor. We have another guest. You two can talk while I see how Cook's making out.
Yes,
You know Mr. Tate, don't you, Andy?
Hello, Price.
Hello.
Now, if either of you care to smoke, Dad's cigars are there on the table. I'll only be a minute.
Oh. She's a lovely girl, isn't she? Very lovely.
I'm glad you're here, Tate. I'd like to ask you a question.
That's all? Arthur DeSayers always answered questions.
Not this time. I'd like to know why you're merging with Henry Moffat.
Oh. So the news is out, hmm? Well, I'll tell you. What I do or what Henry Moffat does is none of your business.
Maybe not personally. There are quite a few people here in town who have stock in the Argonaut.
And they'll be told in due time. And until then, you'd better keep your nose where it belongs.
According to my reports, there's nothing in the Argonaut but dirt. Doesn't make sense for you to tie up with something like that.
I've told you before. It's my business.
I'm making it mine. I'll tell you why. Ore samples could be switched before they get to my office. The real gold might still be coming from the Argonaut.
Why, you...
If that's true, Wade Colfax up at the concentrate mill must be falsifying records.
You meddling little...
That's something that'll work two ways.
You'll wish you'd never started.
I'd have known you'd carry a hideout.
No.
What in the world... Why, Mr. Tate.
I guess he doesn't feel much like talking, Karen. At least for a few minutes.
Andy, what's the meaning of this? I thought my friends were gentlemen, not common roughnecks.
I just asked Tate a few questions. Tried to pull a gun and I hit him.
Questions about what?
Same reason I wanted to see your dad. Karen, you heard anything about a merger between Tate and your father?
Is that why you knocked Finley unconscious?
No. But if the merger's on the level... The only thing that makes sense is Mr. Tate's buying into your father's good graces with his eye on you.
Andy Price, I consider that an insult. And I'll ask you to leave this house now.
I'm sorry, Karen. I guess I talk too much. If you'll let me explain, I'm sure I can...
Good night, Mr. Price.
All right. I really am sorry, and I apologize for this. But if you and your father are smart, you'll both think it over before either one of you merge with Finley Tate.
Gunfire, Tonto. Up there with the mill.
Ah. 42, Kemosabe.
Those are hoofbeats coming this way. Quick, cover the fire.
Uh-huh.
Oh! Oh! Oh, now! Oh! Oh! Excuse me, gents. I didn't mean to. Masked and a redskin. Must have stumbled into an outlaw camp. Talk about jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Oh!
He's been shot, Tonto.
Ah.
I think I nailed him, Cal. Try to pat that berry, sir.
The men who did it are right behind him. Get him off the ground, back into the brush. I'll take care of this.
Whoa. Look, there's a new
one he was riding, see? Hey, wait a minute. Who's that standing over there? That ain't the old man.
No, but I would like an explanation for all of this wild gunplay.
Look, Pete, he's wearing a mask.
Oh, huh? So the old goat had a gang with him. Well, we can settle that right now with lead.
Suit yourself. Remember, you asked for it.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. At the first blast of gunfire from the two mounted men who faced him, the Lone Ranger quickly jumped for the temporary shelter of a large tree trunk. A moment later, his own gun was spitting lead.
Where'd he go?
Can't see him.
Behind that tree.
Oh! Got me in the arm!
Just be a gang of... No one man can sling that much lead. Let's get out of here, Pete.
Get out! My arm, I can't... Get up!
Get up!
Hobby, you hurt? I'm all right, Toto. How's the wounded man?
Pretty bad. Him get bullet wound in back.
Oh. This is serious. We're taking him to a doctor in Sierra City. I wonder who he is.
I was just going to ask you the same question, stranger.
Easy, fella. Take it easy.
Samples in my pocket.
got to take him back to Andy.
Andy? Who's Andy?
Andy Price. My partner at the SA office. My name's Ryan. Mike Ryan. You see,
Me pick saddle. So sick fella ride easy on mule, huh?
Yes, Tonto. Go ahead and fix it.
Then we find doctor?
No. We find this man's partner. Too late for a doctor, Tonto. Mike Ryan's dead.
When did it happen?
About 30 minutes ago in Deer Creek Canyon, just below the mill.
Why? Why did you shoot him? Mike had no reason to be mixed up with outlaws like you and this Indian.
We didn't shoot him, and we're not outlaws. He rode into our camp with two other fellows following him. They did the shooting.
I don't believe it. I'm going to call the sheriff.
Just a minute. You think if I had killed the man, I would bring him back here and tell you about it?
Well, no.
I'm as interested as you are in why he was killed and who did it. He mentioned one other thing before he died. Something about samples he was bringing back to you.
Yes, that's why Mike went up to the mill to get... Wait a minute. Here they are in his pocket.
What's that, gold ore?
From the Argonaut. Just a hunch of mine, but after I tangled with Finley Tate up at Karen's house, how Mike getting killed, I'm sure I'm right.
Right, about what?
I'll run a test right now. It'll be the best way to see whether I'm wrong. Start the furnace.
You can do something else, too. Tell me what this is all about. I may be able to help.
Yield almost $30 to the ton. And it must be Argonaut ore. Mike wouldn't have... can't prove it.
Maybe we can. Oh, one more thing, Andy. You think quite a bit of Karen Moffat, don't you?
Sure I do. But I guess she's through with me now. That's my trouble. I always talk too much. Look what happened tonight. Lost my girl and sent my best friend out to be killed.
Then this is a good time to change.
I don't understand.
Don't say anything to anybody and see what happens.
Why? I mean,
how... Just turn Mike's body over to the coroner and say nothing. Wait till you hear from me. All right, come on, Tonto.
Well, how will I...
Remember, Andy, don't say anything. Adios.
It was almost noon of the following day when Finley Tate entered the office of Wade Colfax, foreman of the concentrate mill. It's done, Wade. I put it over.
Well, Tate, what happened to you? Where'd you get that shine on your left eye?
Never mind my eye. The merger with Moffat went through. We signed the papers last night.
Well, hi, Wade. Oh, hello, Mr. Tate.
I hear you had a run-in with Mike Ryan.
Yeah, he hightailed it and we chased him, but he had a gang with him. An owl hoot wearing a black mask that is grease-lifing with his gun. Pete'll tell you.
That's no lie. I think we plugged the old coot, but he didn't stick around to make sure.
Good. How about the mine? Use the hand pump to start the siphon working?
First thing this morning, Mr. Tate. It's going good now.
By the way, I hope you're not forgetting that I own a third interest in this new company. That's to cover the money you and Moffat owe here at the mill.
Yes, you're right, Wade. I'd almost forgotten. That reminds me. I'm going to stop at my lawyer's office, get some copies of the agreement. I'll see you later, gents.
Find out over at the Matchless Mine, Tonto.
It not run. Plenty full of water. Me find iron pipe. Go from mine to Deer Creek.
That's what I suspected. Finley Tate is siphoning water from the creek into his mine.
Why him do that?
So that it'll be impossible to get a true sample of ore. Yeah, it's a clever scheme. He made Henry Moffat think the Argonaut was worthless and offered a merger. Now he's half owner of one of the richest mines in the state.
Now, what about Tonto's big mill?
But I can't figure out, Tonto.
Wade Colfax must have been in on the swindle.
And what we do?
The first thing we need is proof. That means draining the matchless mine. It might be possible if we... I want you to take a note to Andy Price at the assay office.
Ah.
Then, as soon as it gets dark, you and I will visit the concentrate mill.
But, Andy, I came down here to apologize for the way I acted last night.
All right, Ken.
You were partially right. Dad and Finley Tate did go into partnership. After you left, they signed some papers. Then Mr. Tate seemed to think I was going to marry him, just as a matter of course.
I thought he was figuring that way.
When I refused, he got mad and left. Now today, Dad's worried sick. He found out that the matchless mine is flooded.
Yes, I know.
And your test shows that the Argonaut has played out. It means... Andy, haven't you anything to say?
Oh, Karen, I have...
Who's this coming? It looks like... Why, it is. It's an Indian.
Oh, Scott, hold on, hold.
Don't worry. He's a friend of mine. Hello, Tonto.
How? Me bring note. You read it?
Of course. Let me see it. All right, Tonto. Tell them I'll get a crew of men and be there at midnight.
Well, that's good. Get them up, Scout.
What in the world? Who's he, Andy?
You heard me call him Tonto. He's a friend of a friend of mine.
Why are you so mysterious about it?
There isn't any mystery, Karen. Just a man with a black mask who's doing everything possible to help me, you, and your father.
A man with a black mask? Oh, you must be joking.
No, I'm not. It's the truth.
Is that all you had to say?
That's all.
I don't know what to do. You yourself say that Finley Tate is trying to cheat Dad. I thought you'd want to help. But instead of that, all you do is dream about something fantastic, like a man with a black mask. I'm disappointed in you, Andy.
I'm sorry, Karen. I'm going to follow my friend's advice.
All right, if that's the way you feel about it. I'll do whatever's to be done alone and by myself.
There's the mill, Tonto. The light in the office. We'll move a little closer and see. Look, Tonto. Woman just left that building. She's running this way.
Who's she?
I don't know, Tonto. She's stumbled and fallen, though. Come on. Running along a mountain path in the dark is risky business, lady. Did you hurt yourself?
No. I just tripped. Mask, you're an outlaw.
Oh, you're mistaken.
That Indian. He's the same one who brought the note to Andy.
You must be Karen Moffat.
How did you know?
More important than that is why you screamed and ran out of that building a minute ago.
I saw a man shot to death. I came up to the mill to see Wade Colfax, the foreman. I wanted to see the smelting reports for my father's mine.
Did he show them to you?
He didn't get a chance. The window at his back was open and someone outside shot him. It was horrible.
First put through a merger, then flood the mine, then murder the only man who knows what you've done. It all ties up.
What are you talking about?
You're sure you're all right. Tonto, I'll have to be going. We're meeting Andy and the crew of miners at midnight.
Andy? Where?
Near the matchless mine.
I'm going with you.
All right. It's getting late. We'll have to hurry.
I think you were right about this part of the hill being nearest to the lower mine level. The men have the dynamite charge all set.
Good. Set it off. That doesn't bring Finley Tate down here, nothing will.
All right, let her go!
Well, that did it. Watch out for the water. Most of Deer Creek will hit here in a few seconds. Andy, it'll be a simple matter to get into the matchless and prove by actual ore samples what Tate tried to do.
Yeah, we can prove
it now.
Hey,
what's going on here? This is private property. You can't set off any blasts around here.
What? They've blown the whole side of the hill.
Drained the mine.
Your scheme didn't work, Tate. Henry Moffat can prove now that you switched ore samples to put through a fake merger.
What the? It's that mask, Humphrey. Hey, boss, he's the same one.
Don't stand there talking. Gun him down.
Yeah, well.
No, you won't. And you, Tate... You value your life, you'll keep your hands up until Andy can turn you over to the sheriff. I don't think you'll have any trouble, Andy. Proof will make him confess. And there's two murders against him, too.
Sure. I'll tell the sheriff everything that's happened.
Good. Come on, Tonto.
Wait a minute. I want to find out who you
He's
are.
Gone, Andy.
Karen, where'd you come from?
I've been here all the time. I rode up with him.
Who?
The man in the black mask. Andy, I just realized who he is. He's the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.